Sometimes on the road, you have to think on your feet, and that's what this is a story about. I went on a business trip with my friend Steve to Honolulu, Hawaii. And Steve had been to the island of Oahu, where Honolulu is, 9 times, but he'd never been off Oahu. We had a weekend built into this trip, and I said, Steve, we're going to get you off this island. We're going to go to another island. So Thursday night, we went to a travel agent, and we booked a trip to Kauai. It was supposed to leave early Saturday morning, and we were all excited. So we show up at the Honolulu airport on Saturday morning early. It was a 9 o'clock flight. We showed up at 8. And we get up to the front of the counter, and I'll never forget the guy who's behind the counter. His name is Mr. Chin. And Mr. Chin, you know, we say, hey, we're here to check in for the 9 o'clock flight. He goes, oh, 9 o'clock flight. There it goes. Well, what's that? He said, it gets full, we send it. It's like, well, what about us? He goes, tick, 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 tick. Oh, 10 o'clock's full. Tick, 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 tick. 1 o'clock full. Tick, tick, 3 o'clock maybe. So I'm thinking, Now you have to picture this in your mind. Here's my friend Steve. He's over there where Aaron is, and he's just standing there like this. He's got a gym bag in his hand. He has a Hawaiian shirt, shorts, white socks, tennis shoes, a camera around his neck, and a New York Yankees baseball cap. Right. So I said, Mr. Chin, come here. And I whispered in his ear across the counter, and this is what I whispered. I said, if the ambassador there doesn't get to Kauai, there's going to be trouble. You know, trouble. Oh, well, he goes back. He gets in a huddle with these 3 other guys. He comes back. Tick, 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 tick. We get you on next flight. When we landed, I told Steve what happened, and his nickname ever since has been the ambassador.